Did you ever get the message that said they could not withstand a sustained attack on the consulate?
I was tracking that intelligence. I was tracking through General
Hammond. Did you receive that information?
I did, and I saw it.
So it didn't bother you?
It bothered me a great deal, but
why
we never received
the request.
Why didn't
you put forces in place to be ready to respond?
Because we never received a request to do so, number one, and number two...
You never heard of Ambassador Stevens' repeated warnings about the lack of
security? I had,
sir,
through General Hamm. But we never received a request for support from the State Department, which would have allowed us to put forces on the ground.
So it's the State Department's fault?
I'm not blaming the State Department. I'm sure they had their own
assessment. Who would you blame?
Sorry, sir?
Who is responsible then?
It was
clear that an assessment was made that they could not withstand a sustained attack on the consulate with... it being September 11th and many other indications of that are on that board over there,
right,
of various attacks that have already taken place.
Mm-hmm. I stand by the report of the Accountability Review Board, but I would also say, Senator, I was also concerned at that time with Sana'a in Yemen, Khartoum, Islamabad, Peshawar, Kabul, Baghdad. We had some pretty significant intel threat streams against